the BBC presents Life with the Lions. In just 2 weeks' time, the Lion family will be moving out of that old house in Southwick Street and into a new one on Abbotsbury Road. Now, they say that when a man moves from an old house into a new one, he leaves his troubles behind. The problem is, how can Ben leave his troubles behind and at the same time take his family with him? Well, anyway, let's drop in and see how things are progressing.
I don't know how we're going to get this attic cleaned out in 2 weeks. Look at all this junk.
Yes. Mother, I never knew you had all this stuff up here.
Well, you just tell your father. All he ever says is, B.B., you've got nothing in your attic.
Here's something we can certainly throw away.
Don't you dare. That's my tennis racket.
But, Ma, it's falling apart.
Richard, you crazy? When I've had that frame repaired and had it restrung and the handle fixed, it'll be as good as new.
Why don't you just buy a new racket?
Why should I? I don't play tennis anymore.
Richard, look what I found. Remember Go-Go?
Hey, what do you know? My old rocking horse.
Well, we can certainly get rid of that.
Oh, no, Barbara. Richard, we gave you this rocking horse on your 5th birthday. I'll never forget your happy little face when your father brought him home. Remember, Barbara?
How could I forget? I heard Giddy Up Cowboy till I thought I'd go crazy. And for the next hour, that horse never stopped rocking.
Then Pop got off and let me have a ride.
And you got so excited, you fell off.
Oh, so that's how he went off his rocker.
No, I can thank my sister for that.
Well, well, what's going on around here? It looks like some old junk man is going to be very happy.
Oh, hi, Pop.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, darling. We're putting all the junk in those two big boxes over there.
Good. I see you've got one of them full already.
Well, that's the junk we're keeping.
Then where's the stuff you're throwing away?
In the empty box.
Phoebe, this is ridiculous. We can't possibly take all this stuff with us. Let's see what you've got here.
Oh, wait a minute, Ben. Did you find out when the curtains would be ready for the new house?
Yes, they'll be finished tomorrow, so I asked Aggie to telephone the foreman at the building site and ask if we can have the keys to the house on Monday. Mm. Honestly, just look at all this junk. Look at this broken needlework box. And this old lampshade. And this chipped... my old shaving mirror.
Yes, that definitely can go.
What do you mean, go? This is a darn useful little mirror.
But you've got a better one in the bathroom.
Look, this is my mirror, and I'm keeping it.
Honestly, making such a fuss over an old mirror. What on earth do you see in it?
Me.
Ben. Now, stop looking at yourself and help us with these things and get them sorted out. Ben.
You know, I think my eyes are getting bluer.
Ben.
Yes, dear?
I asked you to help us with all this stuff.
Oh, I've got a much better idea. Let's just throw it all away.
No.
BB, hot or cold, we're moving out in 2 weeks.
But our lease doesn't expire for a year.
I know that, but I've let the house.
What?
Yes, and the new tenant, Mr. Kane, is moving in 2 weeks from today.
When did all this happen?
I arranged it with the agent this afternoon.
How could you do a thing like that? We've lived in this house for 22 years. Why are you so anxious to move?
I guess it's just the gypsy in me.
Look, Ma, Pop can't afford to keep two houses going.
Well, it's not just like a house. It's so full of memories.
Oh, Mr. Lyon,
I just spoke to the foreman on the telephone.
Oh, what did he say?
He said he's afraid you can't have the keys on Monday.
Oh, well, I guess Tuesday will be soon enough.
Oh, it'll be a wee bit later than Tuesday.
You mean Wednesday?
No, June.
What?
Yes, the foreman said you wrote a letter 2 months ago saying you couldn't move in until June.
I haven't had any letter from him. How about you, BB?
Oh, the only letter I got from him was about the color schemes.
You're sure that's all it said?
Of course I'm sure. I put all the papers about the new house in that old desk up here. You want to see the letter?
I certainly do.
All right. I'm sure it's in here somewhere.
You know, an awful suspicion is forming in my mind.
Well, you're wrong. Here's a letter.
Thanks. Now, let's see it. Well, this is all about the color schemes.
You see, I told you.
Wait, it says PTO. Owing to late frost, there will be a delay of... Baby!
Well, goodbye, family. I'll send you a card from South America.
You come back here!
Oh, now, Daddy, losing your temper won't help.
I wonder where we can hire a nice big caravan.
I just got an idea about the house.
Well, let's have it.
Well, why don't you go over to the estate agents?
What do you think I've been doing these past 2 days? The only houses they have to offer are either too small or too expensive.
Oh, Ben, our troubles are over. Just listen to the advertisement in this newspaper.
Well, read it.
8-roomed house, completely furnished, in center of London for 4 guineas a week.
Oh, gosh, that's terrific. Where did you find it, Ma?
When we brought those things down from the attic.
Wait a minute. Let me see that newspaper. Baby, look at the date. September the 3rd, 1937.
Oh, I am silly.
Daddy, your troubles are over.
I seem to have heard that somewhere before.
I'm listening, dear.
Well, I've just been talking to Pam Hurren, and her uncle, Colonel Warwick, has a house we can rent right away.
Oh, that's wonderful, dear.
Wait a minute. Barbara, where is this house?
Just outside Salisbury.
Oh, fine. Now all I have to do is move my office to Salisbury.
You mean it's too far away?
I'm afraid so, sweetheart, but thanks for trying.
Hello.
Hi, Flory.
Have you had any luck finding a house?
I'm afraid not.
Well, Ben, it won't do you any good to sit there looking like a wounded camel.
Seems to me the only solution is to buy a tent.
Oh, don't be silly. Where can we find a tent large enough to accommodate 4 people?
Maybe Flory will lend us one of her nightgowns.
Well, bless your little curly legs.
Good for you, Flory. And Ben, stop making those silly jokes and Flory's trying to help us.
Sorry, Flory. I was just trying to cheer us all up.
Oh, I understand how you feel. You know, if I were you, I'd explain the whole thing to this tenant of yours, and I'm sure if he's a nice man, he'll tear the lease up.
Flory, I can't very well talk to him. He's on his way over from Canada.
Canada?
Yes. Mr. Kane rented the house from an agency, sight unseen.
Well, if you'll take my advice, you'll try and forget about this whole thing, at least for a little while. Otherwise, it's going to get you all down.
Oh, how can I forget about it when next week we'll all be homeless?
Baby, darling, I've got the very thing to take your mind off your troubles for a little while. It's a terribly thrilling book. I got it from the library, and it's called Dracula's Children.
Well, do you really think it's my type of book?
Oh, darling, it's exactly you. It's all about a race of people who are half bats.
That sounds like you, all right, honey.
All right, I'll walk over with you and pick it up. See you all later.
Goodbye, Mother.
Say, Daddy, supposing Mr. Kane doesn't like this house when he sees it?
Well, why shouldn't he like it? It's in first-class condition. Furthermore, he couldn't find a nicer house in London for the price. I know, I've tried.
But supposing he didn't find the house in such good condition?
Oh, yes. Suppose you kind of hinted that it was falling apart.
And that nothing worked properly. They've got very modern homes in Canada. I'll bet he'd move out of here before he gets in.
I'm ashamed of both of you. I could never think of such a thing.
Couldn't you?
No, but I'm glad you did. I know. A shaky banister, some loose boards. We can arrange that in no time.
Good. When does Mr. Kane arrive?
On the morning plane. I'll call his hotel and invite him over. Aggie, a taxi just drew up in front of the house. It must be Mr. Kane. Now, where's the family?
They're still over at Mrs. Wainwright's reading that horror book.
Well, maybe it's all for the best. Now, you remember what you've got to do?
I convince them the house is very tired.
Right. Well, go on, Aggie. Answer it.
I will.
Pardon me, but is this the home of Mr. Ben Lyon, the famous actor?
Well, this is the home of Mr. Ben Lyon.
Oh, good. I believe he's expecting me. My name's Kane. Jack Kane.
Oh, come right on in, Mr. Kane. Welcome to the old home.
Thanks.
Aggie, I've told you not to close that door so hard. It's not very strong.
I know it's nearly as bad as the one in the kitchen. Oh, may I have your hat, sir?
Huh? Oh, yes, thanks. Oh, Mr. Lyon, I brought the check for the 2 months' rent.
Well, before you part with your money, I think it's only fair to show you the house.
Oh, that won't be necessary. I got all the details from my agent.
Well, those fellows always make everything sound wonderful on paper, but we know what estate agents are like, don't we?
Well, I know what my agent is like. He's my brother.
Well, anyway, I wouldn't dream of accepting your check until you've looked this house over from its damp basement to its leaking roof.
Well, it seems dry enough in here. Oh, I love these high ceilings.
Yes, but I think I must warn you, they make the house terribly cold.
Oh, I'm used to the cold. We've got plenty of that in Canada.
I know, but...
Why? In Canada, they've modern houses and central heating, and all we've got is that old open fireplace.
Well, what do you know? A genuine Adam. Why, this is magnificent.
Aye, but it's so old, it is nothing but smoke.
Well, when you get to that age, what else can you do? You have a cigarette, Mr. Lyon?
Oh, very funny.
You know, I think it's the chimney that makes it smoke so much.
Well, why don't you have them swept?
Oh, we tried that, but it didn't help much, did it, Aggie?
No, I think it's because the chimney walls are mixed up with the plumbing.
How's that again?
Well, it must be. You know, the last time the sweep cleaned our chimney, his brush pushed me right out of the bath.
Aggie, stop exaggerating. I admit the chimneys are cracked and the plumbing is primitive, but what can you expect when a house is 100 years old?
Oh, I'd say it was a bit older than that.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And if you wish to cancel your lease, Mr. Kane, I'll understand perfectly. After all, how were you to know it was an old Victorian house?
Oh, this isn't a Victorian house.
Look, I've lived here for 22 years, and I ought to know what it is.
Well, you ought to, but I'm afraid you don't. This house is pure Regency. Look at that balcony. And those pseudo-Greek decorations. And that Rococo panel. Yes, this house definitely goes back to George IV.
Well, he's welcome to it.
Mr. Kane, how do you know about Regency houses?
Well, these things get around, you know. Furthermore, Regency is my favorite period.
Mr. Kane, I assure you this house is Victorian.
Mr. Lyon, how can you stand there and argue about it with that bay window in front of you?
What?
Have you still got the old panes?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, I mean in the bow window.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Well, that's great. This is the happiest day of my life. Huh? Here's your check, Mr. Lyon.
You mean you really want to live in this old damp house?
Just try and stop me. Oh, I wonder if I could use your telephone. I want to call my hotel and see if there are any messages for me.
Of course. Use the one in the den if it's working.
Thanks. Oh, I'm going to love living here.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, don't look so unhappy. At least you did all you could.
Well, I'm not giving up yet. There must be something that would put him off.
Not unless we can get the Loch Ness Monster.
That's it. Aggie, go next door and get Mrs. Wainwright.
I will.
You said you wanted to see me.
Oh, I'm not the only one. There's a very attractive Canadian in the den.
Oh, you mean he wants to meet me?
Well, he said he thought Jane Mansfield was attractive, so right away I thought about you.
Oh, Ben, you really think I've got what Jane Mansfield has?
Yes, of course Jane spreads it around a little better.
You're such a sweet old slob.
Thanks. Oh, incidentally, he's a tenant who's moving in here.
How wonderful.
Oh, thanks for the use of your telephone, Mr. Lyon.
Oh, the name's Ben.
Oh, thanks. Mine's Jack. Oh, is this your good lady?
This is no good lady. This is Mrs. Wainwright. Your new neighbor.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Wainwright.
Oh, let's not stand on formalities. Just call me Florikins.
Yeah, thanks. Ben, does she come over here often?
She practically lives here.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to be running along. Something has just come up that has changed my plans.
Well, I'll get your hat for you, Jack.
Oh, Mr. Kane, I have a cousin in Canada. I wonder if you know her.
Well, Canada's a pretty big place.
Well, you may have heard of her husband, Lord Wickham.
You mean you're related to Lord Wickham?
Well, only by marriage.
Oh, Florrie, I'm sure Mr. Kane isn't interested in your family tree.
Oh, but I am. Lord Wickham was a descendant of the Prince Regent.
Oh, fine.
I know Wicky's sister very well, too. I met her the year I came out.
Came out from what?
From under a rock.
Go on, Mrs. Wainwright. I want to hear all about this.
Well, perhaps you'd like to see a picture of Wicky's sister and me when we were presented.
Look, Florrie, Mr. Kane has an appointment.
Well, I've got a few minutes, Ben.
You know, it's really a charming picture. I'm wearing a white satin dress with a train in the back and three feathers stuck in my tiara.
This I gotta see.
Oh, you shall. You know, I still have my tiara.
Yes, and you still have your boomdier.
Oh, Ben, be quiet. Mr. Kane, would you like to come over to my house and have tea?
Oh, Jack, you'll be late for your appointment.
Oh, say, you're right. Can we make it tomorrow? Laura Kins?
Oh, of course. I'll see you tomorrow, Jackie Kins.
Just think, Ben. And I was on the verge of tearing up that lease.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'd better be running along. Oh, Ben, do you think it's possible for me to meet some of my other neighbors?
Oh, of course. If you're free around 6 tonight, I can invite some of them over for cocktails.
Well, I'll be here. You know, I love these quiet, formal English people. Well, so long until 6, pal.
So long.
Nothing seems to work, does it, Mr. Lyons?
No, I guess this is my unlucky day.
Ben, we've just finished reading Dracula's Children, and it's the most frightening thing you've ever read. It simply scared me to death.
Then why did you read it?
I like to be scared. I brought it over so you could read it, Aggie.
I'm afraid I'm too busy just now. I've got to prepare the dinner.
Oh, hi, Pop.
Hi,
oh,
Daddy.
Hello, kids.
Has Mr. Kane gone?
Yes, but he's coming back at 6 o'clock for cocktails so he can meet his neighbors. And I'm afraid he's going to like them, too.
Hey, wait a minute. If we had neighbors like Dracula's children, he wouldn't stay here 2 minutes.
But we've got wonderful neighbors.
They don't have to be.
All right. What's your idea, and how many years in jail do we get for it?
Oh, it's not as bad as that. Mother, you know the three main characters in the book?
Yes.
Well, Richard could play Joseph Napoleon, the mad scientist.
And you could play my crazy, ugly sister. You wouldn't even have to put makeup on.
And I can play Aunt Mabel. Oh, Ben, she's the craziest woman you ever heard of. She was gilded at the altar 50 years ago, and she still wears her wedding gown.
You know something? I think you'll all be perfect in those parts.
Oh, good. Come on now. Let's go up to the attic and get some costumes and wigs and things out of the old theater trunk.
Did you see your family in those horrible costumes and makeup?
See them? They scared the wits out of me. Where did they go?
They're waiting out in the garage until they see Mr. Kane come in.
Good. Oh, Aggie, where'd you put the record player?
Master Rachel set it up in the kitchen, and he showed me exactly what to do.
Fine. You know, I think those records I borrowed from the BBC with the weird noises on them are going to give us just the kind of background we want.
I've played them 6 times, and they still frighten me.
Oh, that'll be Mr. Kane now. Now, get back to your post, Aggie. I'll let him in.
Aye.
Hello again.
Oh, hello, Jack. Come on in.
Thanks. Well, there's my beautiful Adam fireplace.
Huh? Oh, yes.
Tell me, did you manage to dig up any of the neighbors?
Yes, I dug up 3. They live right next door on the left.
Nice people, huh?
Oh, charming, but a little eccentric.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, to give you a rough idea, last week they celebrated their great-grandfather's 109th birthday.
Well, I don't blame them. They must be very proud of him.
Yes, but unfortunately, they couldn't tell him about it because he died when he was 36.
In other words, they're a little bit gone upstairs.
Yeah, just a little bit. Oh, this must be them now.
Good evening.
Uh-huh. Good evening.
Mr. Kane, I'd like you to meet the distinguished scientist, Professor Joseph Napoleon.
How do you do, Professor?
Aha! Uh-huh. Delighted to meet you, my dear. I'll come over and shake hands as soon as I get off this horse.
What horse?
Not so loud. He doesn't know. He's invisible.
Oh, Mr. Kane, this is the professor's sister, Helen Napoleon.
How do you do?
You're not by any chance descendants of the Napoleon.
Oh, yes. She was our great-grandmother.
You're not nervous, are you, Mr. Kane?
Well, I...
Hear that, Helen?
Oh, yes. Darling, they're playing our tune.
Hey, what's that noise? It sounds like it comes from the kitchen.
No, no. It's coming from my laboratory next door. That's my latest experimental formula, bubbling in the vat.
How interesting.
Yes, yes. The formula consists of quantum tetrachloride, H2O, and Humphrey.
Humphrey?
Yes. I told him not to stand so close to the vat.
It looks like he made a grave mistake.
Well, that should teach him a darn good lesson. Oh, Helen, I thought you were bringing your Auntie Mabel over with you.
Oh, I'm afraid she was delayed a little. You see, she had to feed the crocodile.
You mean you have a crocodile in your home?
Yes. Auntie Mabel is devoted to it.
Oh, yes. But then he's a charming fellow. Plays an excellent game of snap.
Cocktail, Jack?
Thanks. I think I could use one.
Here. Professor, cocktail?
Yes, yes.
Helen, cocktail?
Oh, yes, please. Shrimp for me.
Oh, Professor, this aunt of yours, tell me more about her.
Well, she's a very brilliant woman. Extremely beautiful, too. Just wait till you see her long, silky hair. It grows halfway down her back.
Really?
Yeah. Too bad it doesn't grow on her head.
Oh, sort of a ponytail.
Yes, yes.
Another cocktail, Jack?
Yes, please. Well, Ben, I don't want to appear inquisitive, but why is the professor's sister sitting on top of that little end table?
Oh, she often does that. She thinks she's a table lamp.
But she might fall. Professor, I think you'd better get your sister off that table.
What? And sit here in the dark?
Well, don't worry, Jack. She'll switch herself off.
Good heavens, what was that?
Oh, that's our cook next door. She's shelling the peas.
Oh, well, that explains it.
Another cocktail, Jack.
You bet. Bet. Hey, what's that?
That's Auntie Mabel. Ah, here she comes now. Let me help you off with your wedding veil, Auntie Mabel.
No. George will be here any minute to take me to the church.
Hey, what's she dressed up in a wedding gown for?
Poor old soul has worn that ever since George jilted her at the altar 50 years ago. Oh, Mr. Kane, I'd like you to meet another neighbor of yours. This is Auntie Mabel.
How do you do, Auntie Mabel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I didn't catch your surname.
Oh, they never call me sir. I'm a woman.
Cocktails, everyone?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Auntie Mabel, you'll have a cocktail?
No, thank you. I'm driving.
How about you, Jack?
I'm all right. You mix them pretty strong.
Well, I like a cocktail with some body in it.
I like a body in mine, too.
Mr. Kane, now that you're going to be a neighbor of ours, you must come over and have dinner with us one night. You like dinner, don't you?
Oh, yes, I'm quite fond of it.
Mm.
Good, good. Auntie Mabel, why don't you ask Mr. Kane over for dinner tonight?
Oh, I would love to, Joseph, but I can't tonight. Tonight we're having Mrs. Worthington for dinner.
What's that?
That's Mrs. Worthington.
Well, if you don't mind, Ben, I think I'll be running along. If it's all right with you, Ben.
Oh, of course it is. And I don't blame you for being scared.
Well, I was scared, but I'm all right now. You know, they're such wonderful characters. I want to do a story on them.
What?
Oh, yes, I forgot to tell you. I'm a writer. Well, I'll be popping in and out until I get settled here, so it's goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
That's great. Oh, yes. Oh, Mr. Lyon, what went wrong?
Well, I guess they didn't scare him enough.
I can't understand it. Every time I look in the mirror, I scare myself to death.
Hey, look. He left his hat.
Oh, then he'll be back.
You know, there's something I can't quite figure out about Mr. Kane.
Oh, there he is now, Aggie. Get in the kitchen and start those record noises.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of you get in the den. This time we'll scare the pants off of him.
Okay, come on.
I'm coming. I'll get your hat, Jack. Oh, good evening, Constable.
Sorry to trouble you, Mr. Lyon, but people have been ringing the police station and complaining about peculiar noises coming from your house.
Peculiar noises?
Oh, I know there's nothing in it, but it's my duty to check, sir.
Oh, of course.
Someone probably had the radio turned on full blast.
Yes, that was probably it.
Yes. Well, good night, sir. Sorry to...
Blimey!
What's that?
Oh, hello, Constable.
So the neighbors were right.
Look, officer, I can explain everything.
You can explain it to the sergeant. Come along, you lot.
Well, please wait until we get these costumes off.
Oh, very well, but hurry along.
Oh, Aggie, we're home.
Thank goodness for that. I thought they'd locked you up.
They almost did.
Yeah, we were sure lucky to get away with it.
Well, I don't call getting a summons for disturbing the peace getting away with it.
Well, it could have been worse.
You know, I still can't get over why we didn't frighten Mr. Kane.
Neither can I. There's something very odd about the calm way he took everything.
Hmm. Well, the important question now is, where are we moving to?
To Colonel Warwick's house in Salisbury.
Ah, well, I suppose I'd better get my cabin trunk out of the garage.
I'll answer that. Oh, hello, Jack. Come in.
Hello, Ben. I came back to get my hat. And to say, if it's all right with you, I'd like to move in here next Wednesday.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, Mr. Kane, there's something I have to tell you.
Well, I'd be very happy to hear it. Mrs. Lyon?
Well, you see, how did you know I was Mrs. Lyon?
I know who all of you are.
What?
You do?
Well, I'll be a silly old scientist.
Now, Jack, I'm not going to ask you how you found out, but how did you?
Well, the characters they were playing were exactly like those in Dracula's Children.
You mean you've read the book?
Read it? I wrote it.
Oh, fine.
With Phoebe Daniels and Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers and Molly Weir. And the part of Jack Kane was played by Lee Patterson. The incidental music was by Paul Fenderley, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and Phoebe Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.